over there from the standpoint of Europe. We won't have to put any over there because, you know, we're very far away. But having troops over there would be fine. I would not object to it at all.
The president also signed another round of executive orders today, including one to explore ways of expanding IVF access. The black boxes from the Delta jet that flipped at Toronto's Pearson Airport yesterday have been recovered and are being sent to the lab to be reviewed. And the Vatican says tests reveal Pope Francis has a double lung infection. He was initially being treated at the hospital for bronchitis. This is ABC News. A Native American activist whose life sentence was controversially commuted by then-President Biden is out of prison.
Leonard Peltier was sentenced to life in prison for killing two FBI agents in 1975. He's maintained his innocence from the beginning. Fellow activists said he was a wrongly convicted political prisoner. On his final day in office, President Biden commuted the 80-year-old sentence to home confinement. That led to outrage from many, including the FBI director at the time, who called Peltier a remorseless killer. Peltier left his Florida prison. He'll return to the Turtle Mountain Band Reservation in North Dakota. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Retail sales dropped sharply last month. One reason, frigid temperatures that kept more shoppers indoors. Retail sales fell 0.9% in January from the previous month, a much bigger drop than what economists expected and the biggest decline in a year. Analysts say the devastating fires in L.A. may also have impacted spending. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Cold weather advisory during the overnight into 10 a.m. tomorrow morning for Richland, Grant, Iowa, Crawford, and Vernon counties, with wind chill values as low as 25 below. Scattered clouds and very cold tonight, low 7 below. Becoming cloudy tomorrow, flurries possible, high 11. Decreasing clouds and cold tomorrow night with a low of 3 below. And mostly sunny and a bit warmer on Thursday with a high of 22. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the east at 6 miles per hour, making it feel like it's 12 below zero outside. And right now we are currently sitting at 0 degrees.
100.9 WRCO. I had a hand-me-down ride, painted red, can red, second-hand tires, old board tread. Made a lot of almost love in a bit of that truck. It got stuck a lot. Years later, jacket boys singing Jerry Jeff songs, drinking everything we could get our hands on, learning about right but doing it wrong, hoping we didn't get caught.
take across the railroad tracks. We're the man in the moon. Let's see his magic on the second runner-up of the 4-H pageant. Seem like yesterday, even though now we're 1652 beers. A whole lot of highway, a whole lot of years. 1653 beers ago.
Summertime, middle time, anytime. She was looking pretty fine. I really like, really like. Oh, I fired upside downtown. She was shaking me all around. I was tuned in, going nowhere. Second wind, Jones and drooling. Feeling good if you would. Oh, yeah, by the way she moves. She's got me rolling dirt in a white t-shirt. Freaker, breaker, 1-9. She's a big old flirt. By now, she's got me pretty tied up, tied down. Anyway, I choose. I got nothing to lose. I was looking for the wind, just trying anything. Hey, baby, where you been? I'm alive. I've been looking for someone like you. Gone head over heels. Hey, what can I do? Oh, yeah, by the way she moves. She's got me rolling dirt in a white t-shirt. Freaker, breaker, 1-9. She's a big old flirt. By now, she's got me pretty tied up, tied down. Anyway, I choose. I got nothing to lose.
Yeah. have to slow down for a minute. Maybe realize what you're missing. Wish I could be that rain that's falling on your skin, baby. I'd start pouring, sing you a song on that old tin roof. Make you miss me like I miss you. Wish I could move some clouds into your sunshine. Get some memories flooding back into your mind. You ain't picking up and I've been calling. Wish I could be that rain that's falling.
Yeah.
That was Jesse Haynes with The Way You Kiss at 7:14. Temperature is 0 degrees outside. Winds east northeast 4 miles per hour. Wind chill 9 below. That's according to the Works Floor and Home Thermometer. And there's that cold weather advisory from the overnight until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning for Richland, Grant, Iowa, Crawford, and Vernon County. So be careful out there. Wind chills could get as low as 25 below, which was our actual record low that was set early this morning. So do get out with caution if you have to go out and about. And coming up shortly, we do have some high school basketball action, girls action. It's River Ridge at Riverdale. And Phil Nee and Kurt Thompson will be calling that game, and that'll be coming up here shortly. The JV is about getting ready to wind up here soon, and then they got like a parents' night ceremony at Riverdale High School going on. And right after that, we'll bring in the broadcast. So that'll be coming up in a few minutes. So be sure to keep it tuned right here to WRCO 100.9 FM. Coming up next, we have Hardy.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve, 'cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. She said, don't come home if you go to the bar. So I said, okay, baby, then got drunk out in the yard. 2 a.m., I knock, knock, knock up on the door. Well, she never unlocked, locked it, guess I don't live there no more. Yeah, she meant business this time. I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve, 'cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Still got one heck of a buzz. If I look like a train wreck, it's because I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve, 'cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. This 45. Oh, I guess if this really is goodbye, at least I took my boots off this time. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Now she got some nerve, well, she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve.
Yeah, baby, let's go.
My baby always told me, boy, just be yourself. The way the good Lord made you, can't nobody else quite do like you do. Stay the way you stay, that's something to be proud of at the end of every day. So I'm gonna keep a country like the radio. If you wanna know me, all you need to know is I like sitting in the trees, waiting on a deer, chilling on a riverbank, killing cold beer. When I get a truck, I just jack it up, find myself a mud hole, go and get it stuck. In a towing camo, that's just how it is. But I ain't trying to hide, what you see is what you get, what you see is what you get.
That's right, yeah.
I still go to DQ just to get a dip cone. I go out to Bass Pro, yeah, 'cause that's my second home. People call me backwoods, I just tell them thank you. Cover up my tattoo, something that I can't do. I'ma be myself just the way that I was raised. I I don't see a pride, I'm probably never gonna change. I like sitting in the trees, waiting on a deer, chilling on a riverbank, killing cold beer. When I get a truck, I just jack it up, find myself a mud hole, go and get it stuck. Hip toe and camo, that's just how it is. But I ain't trying to hide, what you see is what you get. What you see is what you get. Killing cold beer. When I get a truck, I just jack it up, find myself a mud hole, go and get stuck. Head to toe in camo, it's just how it is. But I ain't trying to hide, what you see is what you get. What you see is what you get.
Yeah, that's right.
Everyone, it's time for local sports on WRCO. Tonight, the Riverdale Chieftains are taking on River Ridge, the Timberwolves in area girls basketball. We have a call coming up following our pregame show tonight, sponsored by Vitesnik Power Sports.
This is Garrett with Vitesnik Power Sports. You're invited to our boat show this Thursday through Saturday. We have a huge heated showroom packed full of 24 and 25 inventory. Boats by Tracker, Ranger, Sun Tracker, Regency, Nitro, and Tahoe. With promos like a 7-year warranty on Mercury outboards, discounts up to $10,000, and more. We hope to see you at our in-house boat show at Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center, your authorized Tracker Boats dealer. Vitesnik Power
Sports. There is team sectional wrestling this evening. GET Melrose Mindoro is wrestling Belmont Platteville, and Fenimore is taking on Lodi, with the winners to meet in the sectional final. Division 3 at Mineral Point, Aquinas versus Iowa Grand Highland, and Mineral Point against Royal Oneiwoc Center, and they will wrestle off for the right to go to state later tonight at 8 o'clock. In boys basketball, Ithaca at Lafarge, Iowa Grant at Cassville, Lancaster at Waseca Steuben, North Crawford at Royal for a really good showdown in boys basketball. One loss between those two teams. It's DeSoto at Brookwood. Sauk Prairie is at Baraboo, and Portage at Reedsburg. Highland at River Ridge. Girls basketball, Hillsboro at New Lisbon. Boscobel at Kickapoo. Royal at Cashton. Oneiwoc Center at Nisida, and Bangor at Brookwood. Scholesburg at Southwestern. Lancaster at Pecatonic Argyle. Viroqua at DeSoto. Richland Center girls are at La Crosse Logan, Ithaca at Highland, Westby at North Crawford, Potosi Cassville at Platteville, Albany Monticello is at River Valley, and River Ridge at Riverdale in area girls basketball.
For over 60 years, Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company has sold farm equipment, construction equipment, personal items, and real estate at auction. Sellers use Wilkinson Auction Company's experience and skill to get more money for their property at auction. They sell property at auction across Wisconsin and the Midwest. They also have a full-service real estate brokerage company selling real estate including homes, farms, business property, and hunting land. Wilkinson Auction and Realty, Muscadet, Spring Green, and Columbus. WilkinsonAuctions.com.
When you are battling an illness or managing your health, having a cohesive team around you makes a difference. That's why the Richland Hospital and Clinics is excited to announce the opening of the community pharmacy at the Richland Hospital. Pharmacist Maddie Oy and the team at Community Pharmacy work closely with our providers to offer integrated patient care you can count on. The Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, healing.
Hello, my name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. Did you know that most addictions start in adolescence? Teens and young adults' brains are still developing until age 25, so it's important to be there for them and support their health. Wisconsin Social Host Law is in place to protect our young people. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time, Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
Riverdale girls coach Larry Swigum joins us. Larry, as you get set for this this game, we're a week away from the tournament. How can that be?
It's flown by. It really has. We're excited. We're excited where we're at right now. We're excited to be able to play three straight home games now after a few weeks on the road. And it starts tonight with River Ridge.
And the team with 12 wins coming in here, you know, you've done well. Always could do better, but you did get enough to get a home game next week, didn't you?
Yeah, yep. Year one, one of our goals, you know, we're trying to get 14, 15 wins, be in the top half of our conference, and to get a home playoff game. So honestly, all of our goals are still ahead of us. If we're able to get this win tonight, we have Southwestern to wrap up conference play on Thursday night. If we could win that, we'd get us to 7-7 in the SWAL and outright fourth place, which is a good accomplishment for us. And yeah, we get to host Parkview next Tuesday night. I don't know a ton about them yet. I've been doing some research out of the Trailway South and got a few films. So kind of one game at a time, starting with Ridge tonight. And like I said, all of our goals still ahead of us.
Well, I know that everybody's tough, you know, postseason, you clean the slate and everything. But I still think night in and night out, you guys really get challenged by the SWAL teams, don't you?
We really do. We really do. And again, being my first year competing on the girls' side in the SWAL, it really is a grind all the way down to the, you know, to the bottom. We were so close both times with Darlington, who finished third or will finish third in the conference. We were up late on them both times. We split with Fenimore, who will finish a spot down if we're able to beat Southwestern, but all the way down to Boscobel, who we beat by 2 or 3 points both games. It really is a grind night in and night out, and I think that'll help prepare us for postseason play.
Larry Swigum, our guest on the pregame show. We'll have more coming up in a moment.
You work hard. Making the right choice for lunch isn't hard. The Phoenix Center opens at 11 Monday through Sunday with all your lunchtime favorites. Burgers, salads, terrific appetizers, specialty sandwiches, wraps, and more. Easy in, easy out. The Phoenix Center is the perfect way to break up the day. Can't get away for lunch? Let the team at the Phoenix Center serve you a great meal tonight, including the world-famous Phoenix Center Pizza. Call ahead at 649-7469 for carryout from the Phoenix Center in Richland Center.
Are you experiencing any of the following? Rotator cuff or chronic shoulder pain? Knee pain that won't go away? Maybe even facing a knee replacement? Plantar fasciitis? Foot or ankle pain? Call Benson Chiropractic in Muscadet at 739-9000 to schedule a free consult to see if you are a good candidate to use shockwave therapy. Shockwave therapy is an advanced state-of-the-art therapy that can help you feel better, improve function, and help regenerate tissue. It really could be the miracle you've been looking for. Again, that number is 739-9000 for Benson Chiropractic of Muscadet.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Riverdale girls coach Larry Swigum is our guest. So Larry, let's break it down a little bit against River Ridge. What do they bring in tonight?
Oh, well, traditional, you know, traditionally strong defensive program. I know they're half-court man. It's tough to get in the lane against them. We're going to have to be able to space them, knock some shots down to get our post touches. But they shoot a lot of threes. They've made almost 170 three-pointers on the season. They've got one, their leading scorer, Mandy Worley. She's made 66 three-pointers on the season at over a 40% clip. So definitely going to be a challenge. Going to make sure we close out on shooters and rebound. That's always a big thing for us, is getting the stops by finishing the possession with rebounding. So they got four of their five leading scorers are seniors. They've got experience, and they also play in a tough conference, and coming at 14-7. So it's going to be a really nice opportunity for us to prepare for next week.
Yeah, they do play in a tough conference. When you talk about the Six Rivers, these are some teams that a lot of times make deep tournament runs, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you just look at Peck Argyle. I think they come in, they got bumped up to Division IV this year, and they are the number two seed in our section as well. You can go all the way up and down that conference as well. You look at the Highlands, traditional power. You look at all those teams. I think that's another league where it's just night in, night out. It's always a grind. The rivalries are there, and it's high quality basketball.
What do the Chieftains have to do if you're going to make that improvement and take a couple of steps in the tournament?
Well, a big thing for us is we have to stay out of foul trouble. That's been a problem for us lately. We got to make shots. We've got to limit our live ball turnovers. That's a constant for us. If we can get back into the half court, I feel really strong about our half court defense. We just can't give teams easy buckets. They've got to earn it. And if we're able to do that and make some shots, I'm confident with the direction we're heading. And I do feel like we can make a little bit of a run here. So.
You talked about shooting, and three-point shooting is very interesting because it seems to me sometimes shooters, and I know you have Kennedy Kuya in your team, but sometimes shooters shoot better when they are really distressed. When they're wide open, it's tougher. I don't know why that is.
Yeah, there's a lot of truth to that. I mean, Ken makes some shots with hands in her face that, at first I'm like, no, and knocks it down. And it is a challenge, but it's definitely something that we need to keep growing. We got to surround ourselves with more shooters. Ken's done a really nice job. Zuri's made about 35 three-pointers as well, but that's definitely going to be a development, in year two and three moving forward, where we need to be able to space the floor with two, three, four girls that can make a three-pointer any given moment. And, definitely, some of the better shooters, when you contest them, it's impressive to watch. But that's our message always, is two high hands. Especially with shorter guards, if we can, alter the eyes a little bit, that does make a difference.
Are any of your shooters in the running for the three-point challenge put on by the WIAA?
Both Kennedy and Zuri at one point were in the top eight, but at this point in time, they are not. So I think Kennedy's made almost 50 three-pointers at about 32% at this point in time. So I think she's probably about 2 to 3 percentages back from the top 10.
I would guess the young Worley girl, which we'll see tonight, she's probably in the running, isn't she?
She has to be. She's at 40.7% and has made 66. So I'm going to assume, I haven't looked at it recently, but I'm going to assume she's in the top five in Division Five for sure.
Can you afford to get in a shootout kind of a game against River Ridge tonight?
With how good they are in the half court defensively, no, I don't think so. I think it's going to be a possession-by-possession ball game. We're going to try to space them out as much as we can. We're going to have to knock down a couple outside shots to be able to get into that lane. I know they really packed the lane, so it's hard to get inside with your guards. Like always, we got to work through post touches. Getting those post touches will free up our guards to create more things, but it's going to really start with, getting the post touch and then knocking down a couple early. They are really, really strong, and it makes it really difficult for our guards just to freely get north and south on them.
Excellent. Sounds good, Larry. We'll look forward to seeing the Chieftains tonight. Good luck this week and also in the tournament.
All right. Thank you very much, Phil. Appreciate it.
Riverdale girls coach Larry Swigum on the pregame show.
Welcome to local sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game, from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to local sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From Riverdale, we say hello, everyone. I'm Phil Nee, joined by Kurt Thompson, just ahead of game time tonight. Kurt, we had kind of a shootout in the JV game tonight.
Yeah, it was an entertaining game. Riverdale had the lead, and River Ridge closed it, but Riverdale held on 37-36. One step back, we might have been still sitting here in overtime.
It was within inches of being tied.
For sure.
Right. So both teams go head-to-head here in a non-conference game. Pretty important here as we're a week away from the tournament, so I think both teams want to kind of hone their skills tonight.
Oh, for sure. You want to play well heading up the tournament. This should be a good, challenging game for both teams.
Set ready for the game here in just a little bit. Get ready to face the flag, and we'll be introducing the starting lineups as well. As well, we mentioned the three-point shooting prowess of the River Ridge Timberwolves. We'll talk about that in a moment. Right now, our national anthem. National anthem from Riverdale prior to game time. We talk about the evolution of the three-point shot, Kurt, and back when it first came in, it was kind of a novelty, and now it's expected, isn't it?
Exactly. It's part of the game now. It's changed the whole game of basketball. You know, in the olden days, you know, you'd work inside, try to get the two. The jump, you know, your medium-range jump shot was a big weapon. Now everybody spaces it out, and you hit the three, you can change the game in a hurry.
Yeah, so. And you can make some big comebacks.
Exactly.
We've seen a lot of that this year. Starting tonight for River Ridge, number three is Braylon Quick, who's a senior. Number four is Lydia Mason. Number five, Mandy Worley. Number 10, Melissa Sletton. And number 22, Reagan Zinkel. Pretty heavy dominated senior lineup here.
For sure.
The Timberwolves starting lineups. And for the Chieftains, number one, senior Kennedy Cooey. Number two, junior Lily Barr. Number three, junior Allie Goplin. Number four, senior Zuri Dennis. And number 12, junior Macy McKay. You've seen Riverdale play a little bit. What are some of the keys here tonight they're going to stay in this game?
Well, I think they're going to, Coach Swigum has them working inside out. Macy McKay's strong on the post. I'm sure they're going to try to work the ball into her. She's very solid and dynamic scorer inside. And I think once the ball gets kicked inside, she'll look to kick it back outside for the open looks to the seniors like Zuri and Kennedy. And I think that's the type of game you want to see here. I think they'll try to keep pressure on the outside, take away River Ridge's three-point game.
Barr against Zinkel. Tip is controlled by River Ridge. And we're underway here at Riverdale High School. The ball comes to the near side and around to the far side. Three-pointer for the Timberwolves. Off the rim, rebound Zuri Dennis.
Nice job. Got a hand in the face. Zuri was able to close out. Picked up the missed shot, and here Riverdale going up against the man-to-man defense.
Zuri switches hands, brings it near side, and the handoff to Goplin brings it. Now gives it back to Dennis. Traveling call to Zuri.
Yep.
That'll turn it back to River Ridge.
Yeah, might have shifted her feet a little bit as she went to drive the baseline. River Ridge has always traditionally been a really good basketball. You know, go back when they were Bloomington and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. West Grant, Bloomington.
Yep.
Top of the key. They're going to hand off now left side. It's going to come back to Zinkel. And now back to Sletton. Hand off now to Worley. They're working the perimeter. Now go for an entry pass. 10-footer on the way. Good for Lydia Mason.
Yep, nice little entry feed. Riverdale playing kind of a matchup on the zone to take away to three. River Ridge hit Lydia Mason on the post, and she turned and dropped it in.
Dennis drives all the way down to the baseline. Now goes in for a shot. It's no good. Put back by McKay. Partially blocked. Rebound, River Ridge.
Yep. Number five picked up the rebound. That's Mandy Worley with rebound. Riverdale had a good look. Just didn't go that time.
Worley catches on the right side. Now flips it all the way to the other side. And Zinkel, again, Worley got pretty good pressure on her. Down to the corner. Three on the way. No good for Quick. And the rebound, Dennis.
Zuri did a nice job on the weak side. Had a look from the corner. She picked up the weak side rebound. River Ridge extending the defense.
Zuri Dennis hands off. It's going to be Kennedy Cooey who greets the pass and now drives back Fires off to Dennis, and I believe it's out of bounds.
Yeah, caught it out of bounds. Just watching from here, it's easy to see, but River Ridge, you can tell they play that person-to-person, how I want to say the defense, but they do a tremendous job helping weak side, taking away the backside pass to Macy McKay in the post.
Pass comes near side. Ridge looking. Sletten drives, free throw line, kicks it over the far side. Zinkel for three. On the rim, no good. Rebound and losing it out of bounds is Mason.
Yeah, Lydia Mason did a nice job picking up that weak side rebound. She got good position, but as she went to get the rebound, it slipped out of her hands, rolled out of bounds. Riverdale will bring it up.
16-12 remaining in the first half. Area girls basketball tonight, a week away from the WIAA tournament. Pass comes into the middle. McKay setting it up. 2-1-2 offense. Ball goes back to the top, and Goplin. Alley drives to the right side, leaves the dribble, tries to get it back now to Barr. It's knocked into the backcourt. Yep. Lily picks it up.
Yep, tipped away. Lily goes back and retrieves the basketball. Riverdale tried to do a backdoor cut the last possession, just didn't work.
This one knocked out of bounds. It will be Riverdale ball on the sideline.
This is a tough defense to play against if you're watching, because they put a lot of pressure on you. And I know it's easy sitting in the stands, they do this and this, but when you're under that tremendous defensive pressure, it's not easy to get those looks.
Cooey, three on the way in traffic, no good. Rebound Goplin. Alley fires back to Zuri. Riverdale looking for a tying basket or better. 2-0, the Timberwolves in the lead. Goplin airmails it all the way to the far side. Cooey, she is guarded immediately. Now moves to the baseline, swings it back to McKay in the lane. She's fouled on a shot.
Good job by Kennedy. She drove the baseline, got to the baseline, dished it back to Macy. As Macy went up, she got fouled, I believe, by number four, Lydia Mason, and Macy McKay will shoot a pair.
Well, that's probably the key for Riverdale, is that inside strength.
Exactly. You're going to have to be able to break the defense a little bit. You're going to have to drive and then kick. And that time did an excellent job as Macy knocks down the free throw.
Riverdale is on the board. Second one is good as well. So it is a 2-2 ball game here at Riverdale. Pass comes in play for River Ridge, and they'll bring it across the R at center circle. Sletten hands off now. Zinkel, right side, Worley down to the baseline. Quick, back to Worley. Again, the Timberwolves whipping it around that zone.
Yep.
Right side, Worley. Now left side, Zinkel looking for an entry pass. Here's Worley, three on the way, on the rim, no good. Rebound McKay.
Nice job by Macy. Nice closeout by Lily Barr as Riverdale. That time River Ridge tried to skip pass to get that open three.
Cooey from the corner. Three on the way is, in and out. And a scramble for the rebound. Jump ball call.
Yep. Nice look by Kennedy. That wasn't an easy shot, but she put it there, just rattled out. Macy picked up the rebound, but jump ball was forced. Riverdale's possession. They'll bring it in underneath.
Yeah, I was close to writing that one down.
Exactly. That was a tough look.
Cooey will inbound as she looks from the baseline, fires it in. There's Barr moving right and throws to the corner. Goplin for three. It is no good. Rebound by the Timberwolves.
Yep. That was Melissa Sletten with the rebound. That was a good offensive possession. Riverdale got a good look. Here's a tip away.
Yeah, Worley had it on a pass inside to Mason.
Yep.
Knocked out of bounds by Dennis and company.
Yep. River Ridge will keep possession.
Aaron Adrian is in for River Ridge. And they will inbound from the baseline.
I think both teams trying to get a little read on the other, you know, trying to see what's going to be open, what's not.
Timberwolves will work it to the low post, and now left-hand hook shot, no good, but a foul called, and Adrian goes to the line.
Yeah, Macy McKay picked it up. Macy was in good defensive position, but as River Ridge made a play to the basket, Macy kind of reached in and picked up the foul, will shoot a pair.
Fouls are even at one. Free throw in the air, and good. For Adrian.
Adrian, just a sophomore, knocking down the free throw.
3-2 ball game score. One more for the Timberwolves. In the air with that one, and in and out, and the rebound by Barr.
Yeah, Lily Barr, good position on the missed free throw.
And Zuri Dennis will walk it off to the left side, now right. Drives, gives it now to Goplin. She'll bring it back toward the top of the circle. Now to Barr. Bounce feed low, Dennis. She is pinned in.
Yep.
Going to flip it back out now. Barr on a drive, backs in, takes a 10-footer, no good, but fouled on the play.
Nice move by Lily Barr. I think as she made that nice little spin move, I think the foul's going to be on Reagan Zinkel, I believe. Yep, picked up the foul, so Lily will shoot a pair.
This could be Riverdale's key tonight.
Yep, for sure.
Free throw in the air, and that one is good.
River Ridge plays a really strong defense. You know, they jump out on the screens. They're in good position, so Riverdale's going to really have to take care of the basketball, as they have so far.
Ooh, that one was down and out. It comes. rimmed out. 3-3 ball game score here at Riverdale. 14 minutes remaining in the first half. Left side, it goes. Now Slitton, top of the wheel. Left side, Finkel. Yep. Right side, Worley. Again, good movement of the ball. Worley catches three on the way for the right wing. Won't go. Rebound by Barr.
Nice job by Lilly. Good defense. Riverdale's really jumping to Worley's side to try to take that three away. And she's gotten a couple looks but hasn't hit so far.
Across the timeline, Zuri Dennis. Crossover dribble. Brings it now. Hands off. And it's going to be Goplin. Skips it over to Cooey. Deep three on the way. No Ooh. Good. Rebound McKay. Put back good.
Nice job. Good insight. That's what Riverdale wants to do. You know, Kennedy's got the open three. She's got the green light to take it. The shot came up short, but Macy had good inside position and muscled it home.
Ridge brings it off to Worley, and again, setting it up on the right side against the 2-3 zone. Lobs it back to Zinkel. Inside, turning in is Adrian. Moves and grooves with a left-hand shot. Good.
That was a good move. That was good defense, but she made a nice little pivot to the basket, went to her left hand, knocked it off the backboard and in.
We're tied again at 5. 13-minute mark. Zuri Dennis fires it down to the baseline. Backing low is Cooey. Throws it off a Ridge player and out of bounds.
Good smart basketball. That was a good pass by Zuri to hit Kennedy on the baseline, but River Ridge is so fast in recovery. Got the double team, and Kennedy did the smart thing, throwing it off the River Ridge player to keep possession.
Ava Nice into the game. Pass comes in play, caught by Barr. Back to Dennis. Three on the way for Riverdale. No good. McKay rebound. Put back up. No good. Rebound by River Ridge.
Good try by Macy. Just missed that one. That was Aaron Adrian with the rebound, Phil.
And they'll set it up now. The Timberwolves with Worley. Lobs it back to the left side. Finkel. Top of the wheel, Worley. Good movement of the ball down to the baseline. And a nice move low, a little Euro step combo. Nice. Can't get it. Rebound, Riverdale.
That was a good shot. Macy with the rebound. That was a good move. Just spun out. Macy McKay in position to pick up the rebound.
Cooey in the deep corner, throws it inside, lost it, and picked up now by River Ridge.
Yeah, Worley with the pick, good interior defense. They're really double teaming. We've got a timeout, Phil.
Yep, we'll step away. Five apiece here early, 12-16 remaining in the first half on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Dairyland Transport has a lot of experience in transporting temperature-controlled cargo. When you choose Dairyland, you can be confident in knowing your freight is properly monitored and transported at the right temperature and with the latest equipment available. Dairyland Transportation is looking for drivers, offering local, regional, and long-haul drivers. Whether you're transporting refrigerated goods or shipping dry goods and materials, Dairyland is committed to providing the highest level of expertise and reliable performance on every single move. Call 649-3044.
Bring your home's curb appeal to life with new siding from All American Do It Center. Among the top five home improvement costs you can recover include new siding and manufactured stone veneer. Give it a luxurious look with stone veneer by Versetta Stone. It's so easy to handle, you can install it yourself. Complement it with one of the hottest products in new construction and siding remodels, LP Smart Side, which is made right here in Wisconsin. Fall in love with your home using siding products from All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
River Ridge basketball after the timeout. We're tied at 5. Worley whips it low on a move. A pass into Adrian, and it's out of bounds. It's off of Riverdale, it looks like.
Good interior defense. River Ridge tried to get the inside game going, but Riverdale collapsed on the inside. Bailey Harris knocked it out of bounds.
Mandy Worley will inbound the ball, brings it in for the Timberwolves. Left side now will throw it to the lane. Adrian in the lane, put it on the floor, draws four chieftains, and a jump ball is called.
Nice collapsing defense by Riverdale. They had Mallory Meese inside along with Ava Ketzenberg that both doubled down to knock the ball away.
Ball comes in. There's a quick shot for Ridge. No good. Dennis with a rebound.
Nice job by Riverdale. Good defense. Nice rebound by Zuri.
Zuri brings it across the half-court line. Left wing down to the baseline. There's a long jumper on the way, and it won't go there for Meese. Rebound Ridge, and they're off to the races. Now Dennis, the only one back. Two on one. There's a pull-up jumper by Adrian, and that is good.
Nice job. Nice rebound as she ripped it out, pushed up the floor, and pulled up on a tough shot in the lane and knocked it down.
Good finish.
Yeah, right. For sure.
Zuri Dennis across the half-court line. Swings it to McKay out to meet the ball. A couple of steps beyond the three-point line. And now on a drive, there is McKay. Macy looks to the inside, gives back to Zuri. Dennis on a drive, left wing, hangs in the air. Tough shot, no good. What for? Rebound by Ridge. And here we go. Wind sprints going the other way. Nice. Lays it up short. Rebound by Dennis. Great defense by Riverdale.
Yeah, great hustle back. Ava Kretchenberg got back on defense. Challenged a shot. Came up short on the layup.
Ball comes across the timeline. Zuri Dennis looking to the left side. Throws it down low, knocked loose by Ridge and out of bounds. Orange Sounds.
Yep, I think Riverdale's going to keep it. So
okay.
Yep.
Over in the deep corner there.
Yep.
They just need an inbounder.
Yep, somebody.
So Ava Kratzenberg is over to do the honors.
Yep.
And she will bring it in play. She's got Harris and Meese. Now looking, gives it into the corner, and it's Meese. Mallory is deep and double-teamed. Now tries to hand off. Stolen away by Ridge.
Yep.
Ava Nice, again breaking away, throws it right side. Overshot the receiver, and now picked up again by River Ridge. Then they lost it. Knocked away again by Kratzenberg.
Yep, nice job. Good defense. Good aggressive defense, forcing a turnover. I think here's, if you're Riverdale, you want to set up and try to run a set play here and to kind of slow the tempo down a little bit.
McKay at the free throw line now drives, pulls up in the lane, and a traveling call.
Yep.
Put it back in the hands of the Timberwolves.
Yep, good interior defense. They shut off the drive that time, forced Macy maybe to shuffle her feet, and so River Ridge will bring it up, leading 7-5.
Ridge in the backcourt. Zinkel crosses over, takes it across half court, left side, Nice. Swings it to the high post. That's Mason. And again, Riverdale pushing, getting the hand on a lot of passes.
Exactly. Playing aggressive.
Pass goes down to Mason. Turnaround 10-footer from the baseline. No good. Rebound by Bailey Harris.
Good defense. I think if you're Riverdale, that's what you want. You want that inside shot. You want to take away to three, so you got to give up something. And so far, it's worked out.
Crossover dribble. Dennis throws it inside. Knocked away. Stolen by Ridge.
Yep.
That is Mason.
Yep, Lydia Mason with the steal. Nice job.
Zinkel takes it left side to Nice. Back to Zinkel, top of the wheel. Over to the left side. Here's Nice for a three on the way. Banks off. Rebound McKay.
Yep, Mason McKay with the rebound and a timeout Riverdale. I think Coach Swingham sees the game kind of going like a little more of a hectic style than he wants maybe, so he's probably going to set up a play and look to get a good look at the hoop.
7-5 River Ridge, 9:34 remaining in the first half on WRCO Sports.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Timeout over. Ronnie Zinkel, the coach of River Ridge, with a few last notes. And Larry Swigum, the coach of Riverdale. And we're back to action. Zuri Dennis will walk it across the timeline. 7-5, Timberwolves in the lead. Riverdale down to the baseline. And Dennis backs off to the corner. Throws it back now. Left side, Meese. Meese toward half court. Leaves the dribble. Feeds it off to the free throw line. Harris dumps it down low to Dennis. Good move to the ball. McKay goes back to get it. Back to Zuri. Three on the way is not going to go. And a foul called away for the ball. That's going to be on Riverdale. So it'll be the team's second foul. And number 10, Bailey Harris.
Bailey Harris with the push-off underneath before the shot was taken, I guess. So River Ridge will bring it up. Two fouls apiece. 7-5, River Ridge.
Low-scoring game for these two teams.
Yes, for sure.
They can score more. Ball goes inside, now back to the free throw line area. Mason on a drive, kicks it out. Three on the way, won't go for Sletten, and the rebound, Riverdale.
Yeah, Bailey Harris picked up the loose ball. Again, Riverdale defending that three. So far, so good for Riverdale.
Zuri Dennis across the timeline, crosses over now, free throw line, bounce off to the right side. Meese back to Zuri Dennis. Right on top all the time is River Ridge.
Yeah, River Ridge plays a really tough defense.
Dennis on a drive, down deep, tries to get a pass, loose, and a traveling call.
Yep.
Again, Ridge is doing a good job of defending and not fouling.
Yes, and they do. And the thing they do, a really nice job, of course, pressuring the ball. Then on the drive, they always get help side. Then they take that driving lane away from you, and then you get caught in traffic, and you're just hoping for the best right there.
7-5 River Ridge, 8:25 remaining first half. Pass comes off to Sletten. A defensive battle so far.
Yep.
Three on the way, Ridge. It's on the way, no good for Zinkel. Rebound again by Harris.
Nice job by Bailey. Again, taking away the three-point look as best they can, getting hand in the face, and so far it's working.
And not allowing a quick putback.
Exactly.
Zuri Dennis drives and is fouled on the way by, or is it? Let's see.
Yeah, moving screen by Lily.
Okay.
So,
I knew it wasn't on Zuri.
Yep. Lily Barr stuck out her leg a little bit. It's an offensive foul. River Ridge will bring it.
Three fouls on Riverdale. Still 7-5 in this ballgame. And this is a crazy game. It could change.
Yeah, for sure.
We could have a high-scoring game by halftime.
Yep.
Pass comes right side, looking at his Adrian. It's knocked away by Riverdale again, out of bounds.
Yep. Aggressive play out front.
So again, Ridge will put it in play from right near the Riverdale bench. Bounce feed in now for Adrian. She'll drive a bit. Nothing. Kicks it back out. There's Sletton on a drive. 10-footer. No good. Foul called on Bailey Harris.
Yeah, Bailey Harris is going to pick up the foul, I believe. Yep. As
That'll be your second.
Yep. Sending number 10. That's Melissa Sletton to the line. Nice drive. You're going to usually get those fouls when you look to block and your hand comes down and across. As an official, probably going to make that call. You got to try to go straight up if you can.
Slitton makes it a 8-5 ball game. And one more coming up. River Ridge, 2 of 3 from the line so far. This one in the air, and it is long and no good. And a front four, and the rebound coming out of there with it is River Ridge.
Yep, that's Aaron Adrian, just a sophomore. Is able to, and then Riverdale forced a turnover. Bailey Harris picking it up. Zuri Dennis will bring it up the floor. 8-5.
Across the timeline, Zuri Dennis all the way down to the baseline, pulls up, throws low post, stolen by River Ridge, taken by Sletton again.
Yep, good interior defense.
Across the timeline, Ridge brings it off to Worley. Worley airmails it left side to Quick. And again, Ridge in their blue and white uniforms going at it here. Now Sletton looks to the inside, kicks it over to Quick. Quick for three on the way, no good. Rebound again in the inside by Adrian. Dips it back to Worley, and River Ridge setting up for a long two-pointer. It's on the way, no good. Worley with a rebound.
Yep, on the floor. No
and
shot.
A foul call on the floor.
Yep.
It'll go back on the out-of-bounds line.
Yep. Ava Katzenberg picks up the foul as she reached in as Worley drove to the basket on the floor. So Ridge will bring it in underneath. Phil, I think the difference in this game is going to come down to which team can hit that three.
So far, neither team having success.
Nope.
Shot on the way for two, no good. Again, a Riverdale foul. This will be on Allie Goplin, and that'll be her first. So, yeah, surprisingly, neither team has successfully made one.
No. Aaron Adrian at the line, the sophomore.
One of two tonight. Free throw is no good. One more coming up. Getting down there to Riverdale has, what, one more girls game left in the regular season?
Yep. Play Southwestern on Thursday. It'll be a 7 o'clock start. Play Kickapoo in the JV game at 5:45 if Southwestern doesn't have JV, and then at 7 will be the varsity game to wrap up the regular season.
9-5 score. Riverdale trailing by 4. Under 7 minutes remaining in the first half. Chieftains looking inside, nothing there, and now Barr pivots, gives it back to Zuri Dennis near the half-court line. Zuri on a drive, leaves the dribble, pivots, fires it, picked off now by Ava Nice. Nice throws it into a crowd.
Pass.
Sletton makes a move up with the left-hand shot, no good. Adrian put back, no good. Rebound, Sletton kicks it out. Three-pointer, River Ridge, and it's good.
There's the first three of the night.
Braylon Quick,
that was good defense. Ava Nice with the forcing turnover, just a freshman, came up the turnover force, and then River Ridge converted in a three-point basket.
12-5, they lead it. Pass inside, picked off again by Ridge. Nice with another steal.
Yep.
Ava down deep, crosses over,
and
left-hand shot of the lane, no good. Foul called on Riverdale.
Just a freshman, she's pretty smooth, drove strong to the basket.
Isn't it amazing you see these young athletes, freshmen and sophomores, and you wonder, they must have been dominating in eighth grade,
oh,
right?
Oh, for sure, had to be.
Nice at the line, free throw in the air, and it is no good.
Left-handed.
I didn't have that problem. You might have. But
no,
I
definitely not.
I didn't.
No.
I remember going up against Mark Schmidt, you know. And,
yeah, exactly.
He was like, he looked like a 21-year-old man.
Yeah.
We were in junior high, you know.
Yeah, I stayed at the Catholic grade school, St. Anthony's there. We go play Weston, who had all the superstars, and we get beat 50-2.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a humbling experience.
Yeah, for sure. Then we get the hook together and we got to high school.
Got along then.
Yeah.
Three-pointer by Quick, no good. Rebound pulled down by Lily Barr.
Yeah, Lily Barr with the rebound. Nice job, weak side. Defensive rebound, taking away a second shot.
Zuri Dennis down the boulevard, throws it to the corner. Three-pointer on the way. Cooey, no good. Rims off. Rebound over on the far side by Caitlin Meese.
Nice shot by Caitlin. Nice pass.
Ooh, trying to get it to McKay a little high. Picked off now by Nice and Ava leading the break.
Yep.
She'll set it up now. They'll throw it to the free throw line. Adrian, turnaround shot, good.
Nice shot, good. Just a nice pass by Nice into Adrian and knocked the ball down.
River Ridge on an 11-point run right now. 14-5, 5:20 remaining in the first half. Dennis on the left wing for Riverdale. Down to Cooey in the left corner. Cooey back to Zuri. Zuri is here. Baseballs it over to the far side. Bar for a three. It is good on the bank.
Knocked it off. Bank's open. Big shot there. Needed that one. 14-8. It's a good skip pass. That's what Riverdale's going to have to do more because Ridge is collapsing so much on the defense to take away the inside game.
Old school three-pointer.
Yep.
Three-pointer on the other end. River Ridge on the way. No good. Rebound Lily Marr.
Nice shot by Lily on the weak side. Again, only one shot opportunities. No second chances there.
Caitlin Meese walks it across the R at center circle. All the way down to the corner. Throws it inside. Stolen away. Who else but Ava Nice?
Yeah, she must have five or six steals already.
Ball comes over to Reagan Zinkel, and she'll walk it across the half-court line. Stops, top of the key. Left side, it's Sletten for three on the rim. No good. Oh. Rebound put back up, and that is good by Zinkel.
Yeah, nice shot by Zinkel. She came in to pick up the weak side. Riverdale got caught a little bit out of position on that possession.
16-8 the score. 4:15 remaining here in the first half. Across the timeline, Riverdale setting it up. Lily Barr over on the far side in front of the student section. Gives it back to Zuri Dennis. Lobs to McKay.
Nice
catch, shot, no good. McKay gets her own miss. Goes up, fouled on the shot.
Yeah, nice pass inside. Macy went with the shot, just missed it, stayed with it, picked up the rebound, got fouled from behind. The foul's on Erin Adrian there, her first. Macy will shoot a pair.